if you would please this morning, turn back to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 6. We're going to try to finish up this morning on a thought that we've been sharing for several weeks, certainly on the armor of God and on the spiritual warfare of the Christian. And we've tried to look at each thing here that Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus about within this armor of God. Of course, we had our soldier up here and used several visuals and illustrations to try to illustrate to us the importance of being ready for battle, because certainly for those that are saved this morning, we are in a spiritual battle. But I'm glad this morning is greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm glad that God has given us some things through his word to equip us in the midst of these spiritual battles. And certainly we've dealt with these verses for several weeks. And this morning I just felt like that we needed to finish up in verse 18 of chapter number 6. I'm just going to read the one verse this morning. I realize time's slipping away, but I want us to consider this morning verse number 18 as we finish up our thought on prepared to face the daily battles. I want to look this morning for a few moments on the importance of prayer to the spiritual warrior. The importance of prayer to the spiritual warrior. Now, you and I this morning could have everything in place as far as the armor is concerned, and we understand all these things, of course, being spiritual things, concepts that we think about, and of course, Christ being the one that we look to as our spiritual armor, if you will. And certainly we talked about all the different things and within the context of this armor. But today, I believe verse 18 what brings us down to the key of it all working and staying functioning and helping us to stay in the battle and to stand as Paul has instructed you and I to do through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So I want us to consider again this morning the importance of prayer. Now, it's not anything new. We have preached on prayer. We have taught on prayer. And prayer comes up very often in the teaching of the Word of God. I guess the question that each of us, including myself this morning, is how much are we using certainly this thing of prayer this morning? We find so many things within the context of the armor of God as things for protection. But we come down to the final two things, being the sword of the Spirit and prayer. And this morning we find those that give us power to stay and stand in the battle. And we need something other than the power of our flesh to stick in the battle and stay in the battle and to stand in the battle. And I'm glad this morning we have the avenue of prayer. And I believe it's probably the most misused tool that we have available unto us this morning. So with that being said, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand for just a moment this morning. If you're able to stand, I invite you to stand out of the reading of the precious Word of God. Again, the importance of prayer to the spiritual war. Notice in verse number 18 of Ephesians chapter number 6, the Bible says, praying always. You ought to underline that this morning. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, notice this now, in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence this morning, Lord, just as humble as we know how to come. Lord, we want to thank you, Father, for this day. We want to thank you for health and strength. We want to thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to be back in your house this morning. Thank you for each one, Lord, that's made their way out to the house of God. Thank you for the wonderful singing, the Sunday school hour. Lord, for all these children and, Lord, all that they've done today to participate, Lord, in this service. But I do pray now, Father, as your servant, I pray, God, that you'd anoint me afresh and anew. God, I need your help this morning. Lord, we're dealing with a very serious subject here today, something that can help each of us today in the spiritual battles that we face, Lord, each and every day. I pray that you would help me. I pray that you anoint me. I pray I'll be able to relay some truths this morning that, Lord, would speak to each and every heart that's here today. For those that are saved, may we draw closer unto thee this morning. May we be greater prayer warriors, Father, in this day and hour in which we live. Then for that one that could be here today, Lord, it's never trusted you as Savior. It's not well with their soul. They don't have a Calvary in their life. I pray this morning that the sweet Holy Ghost of God would convict them and draw them. Father, this very day, Lord, they come to know you in a free pardon of sin. But again, Father, help us to consider now the importance of prayer. Father, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Bless and help us now. And Father, we'll thank you and praise you. And all God's people said, you may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, again, the spiritual warfare of the Christian and being prepared to face the daily battles, let us look at the importance to prayer to the spiritual warrior. We have considered the offensive resources, the resource of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let us today consider again the importance of the necessity of prayer as it relates to the armor of God as we face the battles we encounter. I believe this morning the greatest arsenal that we have available to us to equip us to stay, as we've already said, and stand in the battle is earnest, humble prayer. For the child of God, the greatest battles are fought and won through the avenue of prayer. And so this morning I pray that each of us would consider our own prayer life today. And I believe I've got two things that I want to share with you this morning from verse number 18. I would encourage you to continue to read the remaining part of the chapter. If you have not, Paul is encouraging that church at Ephesus to pray for him so that he can go out and boldly proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly that's what you and I need to continue to do today. As I was studying, I come upon a couple of quotes that I want to leave with you this morning before I give you my points quickly today. The first thing, the first quote I found is, the quoter said this, it's not the armor that makes the warrior, but the character of the fighter. Again, it's not the armor that makes the warrior. It's good to have the armor. As we see here in the text, we need the armor this morning again for protection. And we've talked about that. But it's the character of the fighter. Mark Twain said this, and many of you have heard this, and you'll remember it when I give it to you. Mark Twain said it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. And so you and I this morning, if we're going to fight in this battle and we're going to succeed within the battle, then, friend, I would say this morning that the best place that you and I can find ourselves is in earnest, humble prayer on our knees before God. Because, again, this morning, this is a spiritual battle. And our flesh this morning certainly cannot win in this battle. We must have supernatural help if we're going to stand in the battles in these days. And so we realize we face an enemy that we've already talked about throughout the context of this armor of God. But this morning, aren't you glad today that we're not in this thing alone? Aren't you glad that we got somebody this morning that we can look to? Aren't you glad that we got somebody that we can call on? Yes, it's good to be able to call on him in the midnight hour. Yes, it's good to be able to call on him this morning when things are turned upside down and our world's turned upside down. But isn't it good that we can have a conversation with our Heavenly Father? And that's what prayer is this morning. It's you and I communicating our heart unto God's heart. And I'm afraid this morning that so many times our prayers simply come from our heads and not from our hearts. God help us this morning. God help me. I'm preaching to me this morning because I believe that one of the greatest things that come under attack in our Christian life is this avenue of prayer. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again this morning. Isn't it amazing when you get down to pray and you want to talk to God that all the other things, the hindrances, all the things will begin to come up in our life and try to take us out of that mode and that mindset of prayer. Oh, God, help us this morning. How much greater could you and I stand in this day and hour? How much greater influence could you and I have? How much greater influence could this church have? How great of a revival could we really see if we'd really get serious about praying and seeking the face of Almighty God and saying, God, I can't stand in this battle alone. God, I'm going to have your help, and I'm glad it's available this morning. And so let us consider this morning this avenue and the importance of this avenue of prayer today as we look at the context of the verse this morning. First of all, as I thought about this importance of prayer to the spiritual warrior today, first of all, let's go back to verse number 18. Notice what he says starting in verse 18, praying always. The first thing that I thought about in the text this morning is simply this, the personal continual prayer. Personal, continual prayer. Now, I understand that, and I'm glad we have an altar that we can come and pray at, and certainly we ought to use that. Matter of fact, I'm going to say today that it probably needs to be used more than what it really is. But not only this prayer altar, but your personal prayer altar, wherever that might be. This morning, I believe we need to have a place and a time of prayer that we seek the face of God, that we communicate to Him, that we talk to Him. Listen, friend, we're not going to impress God with our prayers this morning. He's God, and like Him, there is no other. But aren't you glad that you can talk to Him? Aren't you glad that you can pour your heart out to Him? Aren't you glad this morning that you can tell Him your every care and your every need? I'm glad this morning we have one that we can not only talk to. I'm glad we have one this morning that's listening and can do something about the situation. Could I say this morning? There's not an individual seated in this building this morning that does not need to use the avenue of prayer. We all need to pray. We all need to communicate to our Heavenly Father. I believe one of the things that we have going on in our day and hour, one of the things is the lack of communication. We have the lack of communication between husbands and wives. We have the lack of communication between children and moms and dads. I tell you what, everybody's used to cell phones and texting and all. I understand the technology we have. I don't understand it. I understand people use it a whole lot. Friend, I tell you what, we're using everything in the world to communicate simply, but we're not talking to one another. And friend, that's the most greatest certainly communication that we can have. And the greatest communication that you and I can have is to communicate with our Heavenly Father and just pour our heart out to Him. Notice here, the Bible says, praying always. There needs to be a personal, continual prayer. Now, I understand this morning that if you're driving down the road, that you can't close your eyes, or you better not. If you do, you'll probably run over somebody, or somebody will run over you. And we understand that. But we can have the mindset of continual prayer. Listen, I mean, all the prayer requests on the prayer list, all the things that we got going on in our lives, aren't you glad we got somebody that we can talk to about it and bring it before, and somebody that not only we can talk to, but somebody that can do something about the situation, somebody that can help equip us, somebody that's going to stand with us, somebody that's going to give us the strength, somebody that's going to give us the power to do what we cannot do for ourselves this morning. Oh, the avenue of earnest, humble prayer this morning. Notice, first of all, the personal, continual prayer. Praying always. Again, this morning, prayer that not just comes from the head, but comes from the heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, you know it well. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. The Bible continually, all through the Bible, whether it be Old Testament, whether it be New Testament, is talking about this avenue of prayer. And so are we using this great avenue of prayer. The word prayer, as it's used in the text this morning, it simply means, and you might find this interesting, I may have shared it before, but let me share it with you again. First of all, the first thing that describes prayer, as it's mentioned here in this text this morning, the first word that comes there beside of that, the meaning of that word prayer, is the word worship. Is the word worship. Now, we think about worship as the choir sings, people raise their hand, and people say amen, and certainly that's a part of worship, and that's wonderful. We see people do all kinds of things, especially in this day and hour, and they call it worship. Sometimes I'm afraid it's not genuine worship this morning. Worship must come from the heart. Worship must come from within. According to the Gospel of John, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so this morning, when you think about prayer, you don't think about worship. You're thinking about getting to God and getting your complaint list out and begin your want list, if you will, and begin to seek the face of God. Now listen, God wants us to bring our cares and our concerns to Him. Listen, He says, bring them to me. Listen, when we can't carry them and we can't do nothing about them, I'm glad God can. But this morning, when do we really come in the mindset as we come in prayer, thinking about worship? God, I just come to thank You for who You are. I just come to thank
you for what you've done for me on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for coming by this morning and reminding me once again of a place called Calvary. Thank God this morning. Hallelujah. You begin to pray like that. And listen, your problems and your cares and your concerns maybe won't be as big as you think they are. Why? Because we serve a great big God. And we serve one this morning that holds it all in the palm of His hand. And the one this morning that can do all things. I'm glad I'm serving one this morning. Hallelujah. If it's His will to do so, there's nothing impossible unto Him today. We ought to come, hallelujah, in our prayer life and say, God, I've not come to ask You for a thing. I've just come to thank You. I've come to praise You. I've come, thank God, this morning with thanksgiving on my heart. That verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, the next verse says, this morning, giving thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Friend, we ought to be thankful. We ought to be thankful. Yes, we want God to answer prayer, but look at what God's already done. Hallelujah this morning to the Lamb of God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for what You've already done this morning. Hallelujah. We don't come many times in our prayer life considering that it's an act of worship. Could I say He's worthy to be worshiped? Whether I'm praying, whether I'm lifting my hands, whether I'm sitting and meditating upon the good things of God, He's worthy of my worship. And He's worthy of your worship. I believe tonight, this morning, if we're going to have a successful prayer life, we have to come before God in the mindset of worship. The mindset of worship. Prayer means to worship. It means to pray, to ask earnestly for. You know, if you really, really want something, you know, if a child comes to a parent and they really, really want something, they will not leave you alone. Huh? Anybody ever been there? And then when you get grandchildren, I mean, it's really rough in, brother. I mean, you just roll out the red carpet then. Whatever you want. We got one greater than that. Well, preacher, I don't feel like I have to beg and do all that. God hears my prayers. Well, I'm glad He does. But sometimes He just wants us to see how serious we are about wanting it. What did James say? We have not because what? We ask not. What is it you're needing this morning? Friend, if you're needing salvation, God's got it. It's available. All you got to do is ask for it. Hallelujah, Christian friend. I don't know what it is that you need this morning. Maybe you need some encouragement. Maybe you need some strength. Maybe you need some forgiveness somewhere. Maybe you need, thank God, to help God get you, help you get this armor on and standing about. I don't know what it is, but aren't you glad we've got a God that's big enough if we'll ask Him in His will this morning. Aren't you glad we got a God that's big enough to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory? Problem is, sometimes we're not asking. Well, I don't want to bother God. Well, He's a pretty big God. And you're not going to bother Him. But isn't it amazing that most of the time our prayer life consists? And I'm glad that God understands very simple, minute prayers. They don't have to be long, drawn-out prayers. I'll talk about that in a minute. I'm glad God can hear those and answer those. But sometimes God wants to see how serious we are in God doing something in our life. Notice this morning in this personal, continual prayer, again, to pray with thanksgiving. I believe we ought to pray, first of all, with thanksgiving. As we said, I believe we ought to pray believing. Are we really believing? what we're praying for. If we're not believing, then friend, I can just about promise you it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to get done. But I believe this morning we ought to pray with thanksgiving. I believe we ought to pray believing our Heavenly Father is going to answer, and He's going to answer in His time and in His way, and God's going to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Pray believing. Pray with thanksgiving. Pray believing. And pray trusting. Pray trusting. Are we really trusting Him this morning? Let me do it like this. Am I really trusting Him this morning? Now, a lot of times we like to trust in our own talents, our own abilities, our own powers, our own strengths. But friend, they will fail, and they will fail miserably. Why does the Holy Ghost of God inspire Paul to write here after the armor of God to pray always? Why? Because we need to continually seek God for His help and His strength and His power today. I believe we're living in a time where so many Christians seem to be powerless in their Christian life. And the only time they really get serious about praying is when turmoil comes and trouble comes and the storm comes. Listen, again, I've already said this, but it's good that we can pray then. But let's keep the open lines of communication day after day after day after day and keep asking God and seeking God. And there's one thing about it, God can and God will in His way and in His time. What is it that we need this morning? Some of you are sitting here today and say, I don't need a thing. I've got everything that I need. I've got everything under control. Friend, you're just fooling yourself. You and I need God this morning. How many of you could think of something specific right now? It's on your heart and on your mind that you'd like to see God do in your life or do in your family or do in this church. Are we asking Him for it? Are we believing Him for it? Are we trusting Him for it? There may be some people right here this morning that needs to be saved. I don't know. Are we trusting Him for it? He's the only one that can do it. We got family members need to be saved. He's the only one that can do it. Yeah. Yeah. He's the only one that can do it. But He can do it. Yeah. We need to pray with thanksgiving. We need to pray believing. We need to pray trusting. Then notice not only does He use the word prayer. Here in verse number 18, praying always with all prayer, there's that word prayer. Then He noticed, and supplication. That word supplication this morning simply means to request. It also this morning has the meaning, comes from a meaning to beg, as binding oneself. We've already talked about that. But then it also has the application and the meaning here this morning of asking specifically. Most of us, in our prayer life, ask general prayer requests. Pray for my family, pray for the church. Just general prayer request. And that's okay. God answers general prayer request. But sometimes God wants us to get specific about our request. In other words, He wants us to call names. He wants us to call circumstances. He wants us to ask of situations. And He wants us to be specific. That's what supplication means. That means getting down to business with God. That means, thank God, not worrying about what everybody else is thinking about. It's not worrying about what everybody else is listening to. It's getting down to business with your Heavenly Father. I'll say this morning, if we're going to stay in the battle, we're going to stand in the battle. We're going to have to come through the avenue of prayer. Why? Because that enemy is real. And that enemy is going to do anything and everything he can to trip you and I up to get us out of the battle. What's it going to take? It's going to take supernatural power. How are we going to obtain supernatural power? Through the avenue of prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. To ask specifically. But then thirdly, I want you to think about this this personal continual prayer. Not only the prayer and the supplication, but then notice something else in the verse. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Watch this. In the Spirit. What are you talking about in the Spirit, preacher? What's it talking about? It's talking about He, the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit. How many here this morning glad for He, the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah for He, the Holy Spirit. Aren't you glad, again, that we got somebody even to help us in this avenue of prayer? I begin to ask in my own heart, in my own mind, and I think, I hope each of us will consider in our own life, how spiritual are our prayers? How spiritual is my prayer life? There's one thing about it. He, the Holy Spirit of God, will not go against what God's will is for any of our lives. It will not go against the Word of God. It will not go against the teachings of the Word of God. It will always line up with what thus saith the Lord. In the Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit. Remember when Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees, or talking about the Pharisees, and He talked about their prayers and their vain repetitions. Anybody remember that? Amen. You still with me this morning? Everybody still alive and well? Amen. He talked about those vain repetitions. In other words, over and over, and they was praying so that the people could hear them, so that everybody can, oh, look how religious they are. I'd be honest with you this morning, probably some of the greatest prayer warriors in this church and in our lives this morning is probably people that you've never maybe even heard pray, but they knew how to get a hold of God. They knew how to pray in the Spirit of God. They knew how to ask how God wanted them to ask. They knew how to seek God, how the Spirit wanted them to seek God. I'm telling you this morning, friend, our prayers need to be more than vain repetitions. They need to be prayed in the Spirit of the living God this morning. They need to be spiritual prayers, not worldly prayers. Now, that's all right if children now lay me down to sleep and all that. That's all right for children. But that's not all right for adults that's been saved by the grace of God. Oh my. Boy, the devil's really don't liking this morning. I can tell some of you may not be liking it either. Some of you said, you was glad I was back. I don't know if you are or not. I wrote down three things about praying in the Spirit. Number one, it seeks God's heart. Spiritual praying will always seek God's heart. Boy, that's what we need. We need the heart of God. We need what God wants. We need the will of God, not our will and not our way. We need God's will this morning. Spiritual praying will seek God's heart. Secondly, not only will it seek God's heart, it will seek God's hand. And thirdly, it will seek God's help. I don't know about you, but I sure do need His help. As I've already said this morning, there's not an individual that's here today that does not need this avenue of prayer. And especially if you're going to stand in the battle and do the things that God would have you to do. Like was taught in the Sunday school lesson, friend, if we're going to go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in this morning, we're not going to do that in the power of our flesh. This flesh is going to rebel against that. This flesh don't want to do that. But friend, you get to praying in the Spirit and say, God, give me the boldness. God, give me the words. God, give me the help. Listen, that's what God wants all of us to do this morning. Hallelujah, is to be a witness. and a light and a testimony for Him. We need prayer this morning. You think revival's just going to come? God's just going to drop it down out of the air and send revival? God's not going to do that. We can sit here like knots on logs and expect God to do something, or we can get on our faces before God and say, God, I need You to do something. God can. God's looking for a people that'll pray and seek Him. First of all, there needs to be personal. Personal. I say personal. Continual prayer. You can drive down the road in your car and talk to God. Preacher, they won't let me pray at work. You can set your computer or whatever you do, and you can sit there and pray, and nobody don't have to know about it. They ain't nobody got to know about it. And if they do, what does it matter anyhow?
People say, I can't pray.
They tell them at the school, oh, you can't pray at school. Well, I beg your pardon, they can. They can pray at school. They can pray here. They can pray at home. They can pray driving down the road. Listen, you can pray anywhere. You can pray laying in the hospital on the flat of your back. You can pray. Most likely, if you're there, you're going to be doing some praying. We've got the mindset now, oh, they can't pray here and they can't pray there. You can pray anywhere you want to. Well, preacher, who's given me permission? God has given you the green light. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication, seek the face of God. Matter of fact, it's probably better if everybody didn't know about it. Just between you and Him. Do you ever get them heart-to-heart talks to just you and Dad or you and Mom? Just them heart-to-heart, just you and them. Them heart-to-heart talks. That's what we need to have with our Heavenly Father. There needs to be personal, continual prayer. Secondly, I said I didn't have but two. Some of you are glad about that. Let me give you this verse of Scripture before I move on to my second point. When it talks about praying in the Spirit, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, you can go back and read 27, it goes along with it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. You know what the word infirmities mean there in the book of Romans in chapter number 8? In our feebleness and in our weakness. Boy, you ought to get a hold of this morning. This will help you. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. But aren't you glad we're not in it ourselves? Because the verse doesn't stop there. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. When I don't know what to pray for, when I don't know how to pray, I'm glad there's somebody, thank God, that's getting through when I don't feel like I am. Do you ever feel like you're not getting through? Oh, there's times we don't feel like we're getting, but friend, just keep praying because you got somebody that's interceding on your behalf, and He's called the person of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When I don't know what to ask for, when I don't know what to do, I'm glad there's somebody that's praying for me. Hallelujah. How many of you feel like giving up in your praying? Some of you not being honest. Or you're not even praying at all. Hey, man. Personal, continual prayer. Secondly, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. There's the personal, continual prayer. Secondly, there is the partnering in persistent prayer. Hallelujah. That means we can pray one for another. Not only does it mean that we can, it means that we should. We spend a lot of time talking about one another, and we spend a lot of time criticizing one another, and we spend time tearing one another down. I'm still preaching good, don't die on me. I'll never get preached. We spend a lot of time doing all, but how much time do we spend in earnest, humble prayer? How much do we pray for our family? How much do we pray for our church? How much do we pray for our Sunday school teacher? How much do we pray for our pastor? How much do we pray for revival? How much do we want to see God? I mean, how much do we pray? We need to have that personal prayer, continual prayer, but we need to have that partnering and persistent prayer. Notice the word watching here. And I'm promising I'm trying to get closed up here. That word watching has the idea of being awake. It has the idea of guarding, of carefully observing. If you go back to the Bible days, especially in the Old Testament, they had a great understanding of this thing called the watchman on the wall. The watchman would be placed on the wall, certainly to guard and to look out, certainly he was not to go to sleep. If the enemy was approaching, he was to sound the trumpet or the alarm. He was supposed to stay on guard at all times. Some of you military men, how many of you military men have ever been on guard duty? Every one of you. If you served in the military, because what I could find, there was some point in your military call that you pulled guard duty. And probably pulled it many times. I was studying about that. I don't have time to share a lot about that this morning. And some of you military guys could share it better than I could. But friend, if you was put on a post, you was put on that post to guard that post, to stay awake, to stay alert, and to obey orders at all times. Right? You didn't leave your post. You didn't leave your post until you got relieved to leave that post. Well, friend, God's not relieved us from the post. Oh, my. Are we awake? Are we guarding carefully? Are we observing? Are we being that watchman on the wall? Are we partnering in persistent prayer? A good soldier is always watching for his fellow comrades. He was put there to make sure that if anything happened, he sounded the alarm. You and I need to be the same way in our prayer. Listen, there's not an individual in this church that doesn't have some prayer requests on their heart. Now, we need to have that personal prayer, but we need to be praying one for another as well. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Do we really believe that? There's one thing about it, we've all got faults. Then it goes on and tells us that we are to pray one for another. I wonder how much different our Christian lives would be. I wonder how much different the battles that we're facing even today would be. I wonder how much more spiritual our services could be if we were praying one for another. It's awful easy to criticize. And there's one thing about us Baptists, we're real good at it. Now that doesn't excuse loose living and sinful living and all those kinds of that. I'm not saying that at all. But talking about it amongst ourselves probably is not going to get anything done, but praying to God about it could get something done. Oh, well, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How many people really believe that? Do we really believe that this morning? watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for how many saints? You'll find three different times in this text the word all is used. What does all mean? And that's all that anything, that's all that all means is all. Let me say this in closing. We need to fight together, not against one another. Last time I checked, we're still on the same team, the same side. Most families, most churches, or anything to do with people, usually don't implode from without, they implode from within. Most nations, I realize there are some exceptions to that, but a lot of times the nations, countries, their downfall is they implode from within. You know what's going to happen to America one day? If things don't change, we're going to implode. We're going to destroy our own selves. But as God's people, we need to be working and praying together. We're in the fight together. We're on the same team. And lastly, this morning, the ultimate goal is to win others to Christ. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, verse 19, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. What's Paul asking him to pray for me? Pray for me that I can get the job done God's called me to do. We can criticize all we want. First of all, we need that personal, continual prayer. And then we need to partner in persistent prayer. That word perseverance, that's what that word means, persistent. Persistent. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. Stay on the battle line and keep on praying. Stay on the battle line and keep on praying. And step back and watch God work. I believe God can. Let's stand to our feet all over the building. Father, who's getting the invitation? You getting the invitation? Father, we love you this morning. We thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for the gift of salvation today. Thank you for the precious Word of God. And I realize this morning, Father, in my own heart, my own life, there's things that, Lord, I need to consider from the message this morning. And I pray that you'd help each of us today to consider our own prayer life. Lord, if we're going to stay in the battle, and stand in the battle, Lord, we're going to have to seek you and your help. Thank you for the protection we have with the armor of God, but Lord, we need the power that goes with it, that we might stand in this day and hour, and having done all just to stand. I pray this morning for someone among us that's never trusted you as their Savior. I pray this morning, God, that you would prick their heart and bring them to the realization that the greatest need they have today is you. Then, Father, I pray for Christians here this morning needs to come gather around this altar, Lord, whatever the need. God, I pray this morning they just be obedient and submissive to your will. Lord, I love you. And Lord, I love this people. And I thank you for each and every one that's here today. Take the invitation. Use it. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray as we sing together. What you got for us, brother?